I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Liverpool fortsetter å puste Manchester City I nakken etter seier på Villa Park. Her pausepraten, onsdag 11. mai ved Mari Lunde. Liverpool reiste til Birmingham I går for å møte Steven Gerrards Aston Villa. I forrige ligakamp på Villa Park ble kloppsmenn fullstendig overkjørt og tapte 7-2. De fleste fryktet nok det verste I går kveld da Villa tok ledelsen etter bare 3 minutter. Men Liverpool brukte heldigvis kort tid på å utligne da Joel Matip skåret etter 6 minutter. Det ble en spennende kamp, og etter en drøy times spill satt Sadio Mané vinnemålet I nettet med en nydelig heading. 2-1 ble sluttresultatet, og Klopp var veldig lettet etter kampen.
Outstanding, and again, incredible mentality. Changed 5 times, the team coming here. Well set up team, obviously, in a diamond. We needed time to find into the game, and the opponent was there from the beginning, like really aggressive, a lot of challenges. Actually, the main issues we had losing balls in for us the wrong areas. From there, they could go, and then it's difficult to gain rhythm. On top of that, we were 1-0 down. At least that we could sort pretty quickly. That was important. And in the last 10-15 minutes, maybe first half, we really started controlling the game, and that was then obviously the way we had to do it. Scored a second incredible goal, top class, winning the ball back, passing it, first pass forward, Luis, sensational, little juggle here, and then crossing the ball, Sadio very surprisingly, so, and Sadio made a world of it. And then we have to dig deep. Look, if my players would not be as good as they are, I would talk about completely different stuff with you. So their quality and mentality and character is the reason why we are where we are. So I'm not surprised that they are able to do something like this, but I don't take it for granted. I'm really proud tonight of the boys. It was massive.
Klopp fikk spørsmål fra en reporter om det har blitt for mange kamper på laget hans den siste tiden.
So if I start feeling sorry for us, then we have a problem. No, I don't think that we should use that as an explanation. We caused ourselves the problems with qualifying for all the finals and these kind of things. It's positive, but it's of course hard. So if we then, and of course, there's always human beings are like this. We have this this habit to feel sorry for ourselves. But no, it was not the case. The case was that we were not really in the game, and they just went for us. So we knew before the game we have to play, and that's obviously not easy, but you have to get in control a little bit of the game, and that's what we, from the moment on when we did that, it was fine. The problem was just that we conceded that first goal. That's obviously not in the plans, but with 1-1 it was fine, and then step by step we could control it.
Det eneste skåret I gleden var at Fabinho måtte forlate banen etter en halvtime spill på grunn av en skade. Brasilianeren holdt seg bak på låret før han måtte få behandling på gresset. Da han ble tatt av banen så det ut som at assistentmanager Pep Linders spurte om det var hamstringen, noe 28-åringen så ut til å bekrefte. Liverpool-supporter over hele verden krysser nok fingrene nå for at det ikke en skikkelig strekk, for da kan sesongen være over for den viktige midtbanespilleren før FA Cup-finalen og Champions League-finalen. På pressekonferansen etter kampen kunne Klopp fortelle at brasilianeren selv optimistisk.
He is quite positive, but I'm not sure what I can make of that, to be honest. So we will see.
Klopp hadde nok helgens FA Cup-finale litt I tankene da han tok ut laget og brukte tirsdagen til å hvile en rekke spillere. Andy Robertson fikk helt fri tirsdag kveld, mens Thiago, Jordan Henderson og Mohamed Salah fikk starte på benken. Curtis Jones fikk en sjelden sjanse fra start og var ikke redd for å ta initiativ. Skauseren forsvant litt utover I andre omgang og ble byttet ut etter en times spill. Seieren gjør at Liverpool ligger likt på poeng med Manchester City, men Manchester-laget har fortsatt god kontroll over førsteplassen. De har både en bedre målforskjell og en kamp til gode. City skal spille to ligakamper til før Liverpool skal I aksjon mot Southampton 17. mai. Manchester City møter Wolverhampton på bortebane I kveld, og har også en litt vrien bortekamp mot West Ham I London på søndag. Dommer John Moss var I fokus under og etter kampen, og spesielt de med Aston Villa-sympatier følte at Moss hadde en dårlig dag på jobben. 51-åringen har dømt Premier League siden 2011, men har bestemt seg for å gi seg etter sesongen. Da Steven Gerrard møtte pressen etter kampen, ble han fortalt at Moss snart ferdig I gamet. Bra, svarte Villa-manageren til det. Dette var trolig aller siste gang Moss dømte en Liverpool-kamp. Craig Pawson skal dømme FA Cup-finalen, og Martin Atkinson dømmer bortekampen mot Southampton. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.